So there's so many parts to this. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm trying to label them accordingly. Hopefully, you can understand that there is a lot of parts to the story, and I'm trying to make this not to make this like no hour long session, little snippets. That's why it's so many of them. But yes, fast forward. I was preparing myself for my husband. I had did a fast, and I was like, God, I want you to tell me how to be a wife to my husband. And he was showing me like cooking recipes, and it wasn't just from one different religion. It was like Hispanic at first, and then it had switched to like Oriental, like all different kinds. And I was trying to familiarize myself with different recipes, and my taste buds had changed, and it was all kinds of things that came into play. But the funny part was that, or is that before he came, it was like your husband has a bit of an appetite, so you're gonna have to learn how to cook. And I was just like, but God, you already got me on this journey of where I'm starting to, you know, et cetera. And so when I met the man, Mr. L, I was like, when I was told to cook for him, I was like, hold on a second now. I mean, not saying that I didn't cook for any of my exes, but it was just like, every day that he would come over, I would cook for him. And I'm just like, all right, I'm getting ready for my husband. That was the kind of attitude that I had, because I thought that, like, every girl knows, who worships, who prays, the decor comes before the real thing. Most of the times, sometimes it's not actually that. And so that's what I was thinking. Like, that was the attitude that I had. Like, okay, I'm preparing myself for my future husband, and I kept detaching myself. But let me go back a little bit further, okay? Because this is not what I was supposed to be talking about. See, there I'm like all over the place. Okay, so let me talk about this Wednesday thing, okay? So this Wednesday, that was when I had the vision that I was talking about of where I was at the train station, right? And I was outside, and this was before I was with my friend and the girl that I was talking to, and we was talking about the husband and everything. This was before all of that. Sorry, y'all. I know it seems confusing, but I'm trying to catch y'all up. Like, it was just so much. So much that happened. Okay, so this Wednesday, rather, I had this vision, and I went outside, y'all. And it was like I was late. I was due for something, okay? So my children wanted to go outside and play. And by random, this other guy comes up to me and starts talking to me. And this guy was trying to get my number and talk to me, and he randomly like would pass by and give me and my mom money. And I'm just like, I thought that was a coincidence at first, because it would be like every time I pray, like I feel like maybe possibly it was like a way that God used him, even though he was there for my bad. Like, he really wasn't. Because I found out later, even though I wasn't really interested in him, like, ever, that he had a girlfriend or a wife. And I was like, and she lived in the same building. And I was like, huh? But you trying to invite me to the movies and stuff? And I turned him down several times. But regardless, this day, I went outside, and he had came up to me, and he started talking to me. And it was like the air cleared, y'all. I kid y'all not, it was just like this moment of when my ex had came out, and it was like, I told this story before a long time ago, and I don't know why I'm repeating it, but a voice tell me, once I've spoken, twice you've heard, that is your husband. And I looked at him and I was just like, that ain't my husband. And I was about to say, my husband is supposed to be taller than me, because he was like sort of like slushed over here. I never forget it. He was in like these shorts and he had like a blue something over his head in a jersey. And I was just like, that ain't my husband. Like, what you talking about? And I kid y'all not, before I even finished my sentence about my husband, in my thoughts, now I never said this out loud, in my thoughts, I was, before I finished it and I said about his, I was talking about his height, it was like he instantly stood up. And I was like, it was like all of a sudden I was attracted to him, sort of, because I was like, oh. But I was still curious and I was like, man, the devil is busy. I was like, I ain't got time for this. I know my husband is coming. I'm not gonna get distracted. And I was just like, blah, 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 blah. And I was just like talking smack. And it's not funny. Lord forbid, God forgive me, you know, if that was actually the case. And so he went around and he had got in the car and it was, he sat in the car for a minute and then that guy had came back and he started talking to me about something, about going on a date. And then this lady came out and started talking to him and I was like, who is she if that's my husband? Like, she was light skinned, and so to this day I don't know who she is, but she came out and started talking to him and was like, hey, can you take me to the gas station? And she didn't have no shoes on at the time. She had just socks. And I was like, that looked like his apparent girlfriend. So that ain't my husband. I'm like, quit telling lies. The lies, the lies, the lies. The lies times lies. I'm sorry. I'm just telling y'all what was in my thoughts. Like, I'm just being so completely honest. And so, fast forward to what happened when we actually met. So, that was the odd part about this one, was the voice that came in my thoughts and was like, once I've spoken, twice you've heard, that is your husband. And the verse that I referred to was where the Bible verse, it's in the Bible where he said, once I've spoken, twice you've heard. And I was like, the devil be quoting scripture. And I was like, the enemy is tricky. Oh my gosh. And it's like, this is some crazy stuff. And I was like, God willing, wherever my husband is, let him come. If that ain't it, I need something better. I need, like, I don't know. I need I need some proof, you know, basically. And so, days had went by until this experience. So, y'all stay tuned for the next episode, because I'm gonna try to wrap this up. Hopefully nothing else comes to my mind, because I didn't even think about this when I was recording, like, when I first pushed record today, so. Yeah.